korkun oku trap sonsun. Trap sonsun trap donsun. Түүний сонсдог хөгжим дур булаа. Дадаж дуудан дур булаа мууруу таа.
Come on, dude. Social distancing, bro.
You gotta be fucking different, bro. Dude,
this is social distancing, man. Social Gage, are we getting this? Are we getting him coming in?
Yo, I don't give a fuck, man. Back the fuck up.
Shit. How many times have you wore that in your life?
Like, every pandemic, baby.
Ebola, I like how you start with a regular answer, and then you're like, now let's make this a funny answer. I can say, you're like, every pandemic.
Yeah, this is definitely every day is a pandemic if you think about it.
Are we ready?
No. How far away are we from?
This is how we're doing it. Hey, everybody, welcome to the brand new MMA Roasted Podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. We are coming live during the pandemic.
Who are we? We don't get inside. Yo, live from the pandemic. It's mayhem. And the ween dog over there on the ones and twos.
And then me, Adam Hunter. How are you holding? How are you guys holding up? Mayhem, what's going on
with
you?
Bro, I feel like, I'm just borderline about to just start pillaging. I feel like it's time, bro.
No.
I've been
building
up my whole life to this, bro.
No, literally.
Yeah. I knew that when we got Trump elected, something good would happen and the apocalypse would be upon us. And then Mayhem finally gets to use all those fucking skills that I've had built up in my muscle memory, right?
You've never used it before?
Bro, listen. I'm talking the next level. I'm not just talking hand-to-hand combat. You forget I'm also an expert in firearms. I'm an expert in using tactics, cover.
Are you really?
Yeah, my dad was a third of the 504th Infantry Battalion. Had me out there holding a fucking stick when I was 12, using cover, bounding Overwatch. Bro, come on, bro.
I
play Call of Duty.
You are teaching FBI, though, guys, right? Aren't you?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Now, are you ready? How are you doing with this, for real?
Bro, I've been building up to this.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want you to get in trouble.
I don't want you to
get in trouble, bro. What are you talking about? The cops are fighting alongside me, bro. I'm gonna band together with some survivors, right? Heavily armed, right? Plenty of toilet paper.
Yep.
And I mean, we're just gonna take over, bro.
No. We're not gonna do that. We're gonna stay home.
If you're not the attacker.
Listen, if somebody attacks you and comes in your house, attack them back. But you don't need to be the one guy to get arrested for starting a...
All right, fine.
I'm just saying.
Look, bro.
You're honestly thinking about this or are you just joking?
Yes, when we start reverting to cannibalism, okay, you're going to be the last one eating.
Good.
I want to be the last one eating.
What?
I've been thinking about cannibalism a lot.
God.
Because I've always told myself if it came to that, to where I had to eat somebody, I'd probably be okay with it because I love meat.
Great.
This is your one soldier?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Mayhem's squad going around like in The Walking Dead with Negan.
See, he gets it.
He's going to have a baseball bat. I'm going to be a sidekick.
No, you don't need to be a sidekick.
I'm going to wear a gimp outfit for some reason.
Damn it. All right, fine.
Whatever you want to wear
to the apocalypse.
Now, how do you think, Mayhem? I know we don't want to talk about jail, okay? We talked about not jail. But how do you think that they're dealing in jail right now?
Bro, court is closed. So if you're like waiting on a court date,
You're in jail waiting on a court. Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Courts are closed down. All right, the whole world is flipped, turned upside down.
Yeah, but I didn't even think about that. So let's say you're in court.
Oh my God.
And it was like the next day or next week, and now it's postponed indefinitely.
Yep. I mean, just people are hurt. But think of the flip side. If you got a court date coming up, you might get sentenced for a little while. They pushed it back for you. So
yeah, that's
you know what I mean? The criminal justice system finally takes
But how do you think they're doing actually the guys in prison right now? Because they're watching the news, right? They get the news.
I was thinking about that on the way over here, like how terrible it would be, right? Because me, I get to flip around. I could change the Netflix, right? But if you're stuck in a box, they got that TV running all day. Usually one of the four major networks, right? So you're just
CNN?
Stuck. CNN. I mean, come on, man. Basic. No, not even basic cable.
They Nickelodeon. Got like
regular, regular ass rabbit ear kind of TV. So guess what you got? You got NBC, ABC, and they're just constantly pumping a stream of coronavirus news right into your ear. And I know. And I just thought how much of a nightmare that would be. You know, I don't know. It's like one of those things where I'm splitting a difference between, like, you know, thinking, all right, let's do this apocalypse time. It's go time, baby. We've been training for this.
Did you just sniffed, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No. Come on, dude. That's not even funny.
We almost canceled today's episode because Adam, you were traveling.
Yeah, please, Ween.
You were at the airport and now you're paranoid because some black lady sneezed on you or something.
No, Ween. What? Let me explain. Yeah, let me explain what happened.
You just made up this black lady story.
This dude has been banging his wife with THC sex lube. Now she's paranoid. Okay?
That's probably true.
Yes.
But my wife,
freaking out.
The world is paranoid. No,
she said, don't come to the show today, right?
Of course. She said,
this is our big chance, bro. No one else is doing podcasts.
For a reason.
We're the only show in town right now.
I got bullied by you into this.
Yes.
This is like anti-bully.
I drove here. You know what? I made record time.
I was going to try to like do it so you could do it from home.
Fuck that.
I'll do it from home.
It's not a show.
And that's what you said. You said it's not a show. No, because my wife's like, okay, don't leave the house. Here's the thing. Let's say people could be a carrier of it and not know it.
Yeah.
Okay.
For
let's
12
say
days,
let's say I'm a carrier, right? I've been traveling a lot, and then I give it to you, and you give it to your dad.
I ain't scared of your pussy disease.
I don't want your dad passing away. Your dad's old.
My dad will not die, bro. My dad will fuck coronavirus up. That man is damn tough as nails. Yeah, there's no way he's dying.
Okay, that's what I was worried about.
I've been
trying
to kill him.
I'm not worried about me because I'm not seeing my dad right now. My dad's got a heart problem. He had two stents put in. He smokes weed every day.
Nice.
He's not exactly. He's in his 70s.
Yeah.
So I'm not letting my dad near me or the baby or my wife. Okay, I'm not leaving the house. My wife's not leaving the house. The baby's not leaving the house. Where's home? I'm only leaving the house for this. And my worry was that I would give it to you, one of you guys, if I had it. I'm not sick. I took my temperature. I have 97 point whatever. I have no symptoms of anything. But God forbid, I know that you're close to your dad.
The only thing that you're giving me is bad fashion sense at this point.
All right. That's what I worry about.
I appreciate it, though. I was at Starbucks last Thursday, and the barista dude actually sneezed like in his hand before he handed me the change.
Hot.
And I was like, what do I do? Do I just take this? Well, I took it and, you know, I put it in my pocket and I went home. I probably have the disease now. But
no, you just have it in your pocket, bro. You can bring it out whenever you feel
like. I did shows last week in Wichita, Kansas. They were all packed.
Nice.
First of all, one show was a bunch of kids in like wheelchairs. They were a basketball team ranked third in the country. They're called the
Holy Rollers.
They're called the Rolling Hornets.
Nice.
And they were, and of course, it's like four white dudes and a black guy. And I'm like, well, I wonder who the best guy in the team is. And they all almost fell out of their chairs laughing. And then they thanked me after. Like, thank you for making fun of us. I'm like, you guys aren't afraid of the coronavirus. I'm like, yo, you guys look like you've been through some shit. So like, they were dying laughing. And so on one hand, I'm like, you know what? People need to laugh. On the other hand, we got to figure out a way to do it. Like, whilst we're distancing, we're at least 5 feet from each other.
This will for sure protect us from the virus.
Yeah, yeah. Undoubtedly.
100%.
I feel like you're taking
safe.
The utmost of precautions.
Yes.
And still came through with the show. Way to go, Adam.
All right. So let's talk about and also Dave Rickles came. You know Dave, the caveman Dave Rickles?
Yes.
Yes, he came to the show. That
great.
Was that was pretty badass.
Wichita. Yeah, hell yeah.
So let's talk about the UFC fights. Did you watch Kevin Lee?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
I'd like to point out that I said exactly fucking this, right? Again, Mayhem is correct. How many more times can I be right about something?
You've been wrong about a lot of things.
No.
Yo Romero winning.
No, I said that he would, that's the biggest chance of an upset never. And he barely lost. It's the most boringest fight on earth.
You had Nate Diaz winning against Masvidal.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Then you apologized and said you got caught up in the Nate Diaz hoopla.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Okay. So still, I'm up there at 93% correct ratio, okay? I'm still defending my record. But like I said, Kevin Lee, turned into a weird kickboxer, even though he was winning the second round as a ground and pound artist. Kevin, listen to me, bro.
Yeah.
I love that you're becoming a kickboxer, okay? Great. Fantastic. Keep that. Keep working on it. But you're one of the best wrestlers to grace the UFC. Use that shit. Double leg guys. Pound them out. Wear them out. Then later, in the later rounds, you can knock the dude out.
He was a good wrestler. I wouldn't say one of the best wrestlers.
Well, listen, I'm just saying. He's a beast
solid
of an athlete.
Wrestler.
for the UFC, look, there's different types of wrestling, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could be NCAA Elemental P champion,
yep.
but at the same time, doesn't translate to MMA. This guy has the athleticism and the ability to learn new skills that translate directly into being good at mixed martial arts, because I've seen so many wrestlers not figure it out. This guy has, but he's still a little rough as far as game planning. His kickboxing is solid, but he relies on it too much. And I think that if you have such a, you know, this muscle memory built from when you were a kid of dumping guys down, well, then use that, because you'll you know, be head and shoulders above the guy. On the ground, he was outmatched. Kickboxing was pretty even.
I thought he was actually losing the kickboxing.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate to say it, but it seemed like
they were pretty even. What I mean is that Oliveira's striking, you know, and we're talking all about Lee because we love him. He's a friend of the show. But at the same time, you know, Oliveira just shined in that. It just showed how good he is and how much variety of techniques he has at his disposal. On the ground, it was so weird. Bisping was saying that Oliveira lost the round, but no. In my opinion, Oliveira was constantly attacking with submissions, mm-hmm. constantly. Even though he was on his back, he flowed seamlessly. Triangle, armbar, omoplata, armbar, triangle. It was like a seminar the guy was putting on.
Yep.
And every one of those, especially in Brazil, the judges are educated about jiu-jitsu. They knew that round was Oliveira. Even though in America they'll say, oh, the guy on top, you know, a lot of guys are rudimentary. Oh, the guy on top won. Oh, he's got a mark on his face. On the bottom, he lost, even though he just hit 700 different submission attempts, you know, in one round. There should be at least one judge that's a grappler that understands what the hell is going on the ground.
Well, here's what Kevin Lee says. The first two rounds, I felt I stuck to the game plan. Then I sat in the corner in the third and told him I was going to switch up the game plan. Looking back on it, I abandoned it, and that was the wrong move. I tried to take control of the fight instead of just letting the fight happen. I choked myself out. Is that what happened?
Look, I think that especially right after a loss, I think every fighter has to like kind of make sense of the fuck up that they did. I know I've done it before. Like,
you said you got poisoned.
I have been poisoned before. But this kind of thing is one of those things where he hasn't really looked at it real clearly. You know, I really think what happened was as the fight went on, both guys got kind of tired. I mean, this does kind of make sense, you know, but I don't know what he was trying to switch the game plan up to.
Yeah, why would you like not listen to your corners? You have, for Azahabi, you like moved your camp over to Toronto or, you know, Montreal, where they are. Why would you then say, oh, here's a new game plan, as opposed to listen to whatever these guys tell you, right? That's kind of strange.
I mean, I don't know. You know, I guess what? He just shot this double leg willy-nilly?
It reminded me a lot of McGregor versus Nate, the first fight, when McGregor went to go take Nate down. But it just looked like it was out of pure exhaustion. And then you suffer the consequences when you try to take down an expert, you know, black belt jiu-jitsu dude. So that's just what it looked like to me.
It does seem like Kevin Lee is his own worst enemy. And sometimes he takes one step forward, two steps back. And sometimes he looks unbeatable. Like the last fight. But also, it also seems a little bit like he becomes like, you know, like they say, sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail. Mm-hmm. When he's winning, he wins all the time. But he doesn't seem to be able to come back when he's losing.
I think this is not the last we'll see of Kevin Lee. I feel like he's going to climb back up to this like kind of higher echelons of the fight game. It's just right now, every time he takes this big step up, you notice that every time he gets like a high-level opponent, he ends up having a hiccup.
Yeah,
and this has happened again because Oliveira, you know, is underrated. Like, he's one of those guys who's been floating around in the background. He was a submission guy. They don't push submission guys in UFC. It's just obvious. They don't push guys who tap people out. They push guys who are strikers. He's been working on his striking, so now he's starting to get a little more heat, you know. And then when the opportunity presented itself,
now, what did you think of the time when Kevin Lee kind of got tapped out and then they stopped it and then he said, I didn't tap. Now, do you think he tapped and like while like he was half asleep, he tapped?
Yeah.
Or
if you've never been in there, you don't understand like how intense the moments are. And I've seen that happen before where guys like, you know, you're so hyped you know, and the guy, and on top of that, getting choked, you kind of don't even realize what's happening. So, yeah, he probably just tapped like he would in training and then didn't even realize he did it.
So,
you know?
So, but like, so Masvidal, who probably, I'm sure, does know that. He says, first bitch move, you miss weight, which he did. Second bitch move, tap and try to continue. Disrespectful to the sport, and that's the lowest thing you can do. He says, you should be cut for that bitch move.
Jesus Christ.
tap, try to continue. One of the lowest things you can do, you hoe-ass bitch.
Oh, my God.
Does he have a Korean Zombies Twitter account? Turning his Twitter account?
I mean, no, that's what he said. I mean... But Masvidal probably should know what had happened, right? That he kind of didn't know.
Nah,
he was
going
out.
Look, I respect Jorge. I respect Masvidal's opinion, but I mean, you know, there's something poetic about what he just said. You know,
let's read it
with the English accent. See if it.
I can't do an English accent.
First bitch move, miss weight. Second bitch move, tap and try to continue. Disrespectful to the sport, and that's the lowest thing you can do.
It sounded better when you did that. I like it. Yeah. But then he said the other thing, the whole ass bitch, which you can't really see as well.
Yeah, whole ass bitch.
Yeah.
You know, good for him. You know, I don't know. Masvidal is just getting in the mix with that, you know, like kind of stirring up some drama.
Crazy, guys. I did a podcast with Masvidal. He was in the room. He was actually in the other part of the room, but it was me, Colby. He brought Masvidal, Kevin Lee,
nice.
Dean Thomas. This is a couple years ago. We're all having a great time, and now they all hate each other.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's your fault.
You
know what? I think so, man. It's your malignant narcissism bleeding over into
God.
Everybody else.
Thank you.
I feel it coming on me, too, bro.
Oh, fuck.
Next thing you know, I'm going to be wearing a jean jacket, whining about my wife.
All right. So, Gilbert Burns versus, by the way, the reason we re-uploaded the podcast was because we used some footage from the UFC and they took it down.
Jiminy Christmas,
so
bro.
We had
they
to
are vicious
it.
On
hey,
that,
and
dude.
They're all over us, huh? I don't even know why you have me on the show.
And
you realize Dana hates my fucking guts, right? And like,
why
that's probably,
gut?
Why not? Well, because I always called him out on everything that he done wrong. And
he did some nice things for you. Put you on the Ultimate Fighter.
Okay. But the thing.
Bought you a car.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Let's not get carried away. You know, here's the thing is that it's just that he's been wrong about stuff. Just like this COVID-19. He's trying to get fights going still, even though NBA, MLB, NHL, everybody cancels stuff. He's like, no, we're Ultimate Fight fans are definitely going to have COVID-19. That's what we're doing. We're all going to get infected that way. We just thin out the herd a little bit, spike the infection rate, kill off all our old folks,
and it'll be
young demographics spending money.
No, that's on purpose. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Wait, so
well,
you didn't enjoy watching the fights this week?
Look, I mean,
what would you have done if you were the president of the UFC?
Dude, you're here right now. All right, we're having the fights in this studio, small studio. Cameras everywhere.
Right.
Okay. We're going to just stick cameras everywhere, live stream, okay, on the app, and people can adjust the cameras wherever they want to go. We have the technology. It's just.
So you say don't have
a giant audience at home, millions of people, able to control their exact view in the cage. There's enough money. Yeah, there's enough money to do this.
People don't want to. But people could.
What do you mean? It's so simple, like a video game controller. You just use your remote. Okay, and zip around the
you're giving people a
whole
lot of,
cage.
Look, if I sit down and watch fights, I don't want to actually. It's not my
you don't
job to
do
camera
anything?
Work.
No, that's
no.
fine.
No,
the production
watch
team.
The
no, the production team has a feed too.
Yeah.
Has you know they can adjust the camera that way you can be in the fight.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So,
but you would still have the fight.
That's the Mayhem Fighting
but
Championship.
But you would still have the fight, though.
Definitely.
So
still have the fights.
You can't get mad at Dana for doing it.
No, I wouldn't have the fights in a damn arena full of people.
It wasn't that many people there.
What do you mean there wasn't that many people? He's talking about the next fight. He was talking about having, you know, 20,000.
He canceled the next three fights.
Yeah, I know. Now they did. But he was announcing that, no, it's going on. When the reality is, no. Even Trump said, nah, it's enough.
So you think it should be Khabib versus Ferguson in, like, your house?
Yes. And no, in just a small cage. In a 32-foot cage.
On the
right?
moon.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where they're going to do it. They're talking about other countries right now because you can't do it in the
all
U.S.
All right. How about a yacht? In the middle? I got some friends. 45-foot yacht. Okay. I got some Saudis that will happily do this fight. Khabib, yeah, Khabib. Well, I'm sure Khabib knows these guys already. They're Saudis, right? The Muslim guys hang together. You know
are they gonna pull up on like a boat as like they're in like the walkway? Are they
no,
gonna, like a, no,
no, no. They're gonna slide down the Carnival Cruise Line.
yeah. They're gonna have like one of those like those what are they called like a water slide.
I'm gonna walk them down.
They're gonna water slide in
exactly. The Shaq's gonna walk them through the gate. Yep, Tony's gonna break dance on the deck on the poop deck.
By the way, have you seen Tony's last night? His video he put up.
No, him tackling the box.
Yeah,
like, bless his heart.
Why is he doing?
He's a madman. I love him. Like, he's a fucking insane person, and he's just keeping my love for MMA alive single handedly.
Tony Ferguson is.
Yes,
but, I love him.
No, but he's just such a weirdo, and he's up. Right, he's perfect. Up, and I mean that with Twitter. All the respect in the world.
It's an MMA roast.
Yeah, Tony Ferguson is a damn genius. What the hell is that? He, you know, maybe he's gonna start selling those boxes. I don't even know where he got that thing.
But like, why is this the workout? So this is, he's basically quarantining himself.
What do you mean? It's a double leg.
No,
right?
Yeah, but it's what is? Is that
it's
even
a guard pass.
What is that? Is it a refrigerator or like a? Is it a copy machine? Like yeah, what is he throwing?
I don't know. Well, you underestimate how big Tony is. It's a microwave.
It's a. Yeah. I overestimate that. If it's a microwave. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got it. All right. I kind of like your yacht idea, though. I think you're onto something here. International waters.
I'm telling you, I have a guy who we can do it.
Okay, so this is Tony Ferguson. What he's doing?
Oh, we're gonna get shut down from YouTube.
No, because he put this up. No, he didn't.
All right, fine. So, double leg. Ah, look at that. Oh my God.
Like,
suplex.
That's a good throw.
Oh my God. That sounds so heavy.
Yep, look at that. He just passed the guard right there. Picked him up. Oh, that's another guard pass.
That's a good. That's.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
Now, where is he doing this?
It looks like
some kind of a gym, right? Oh, it's the UFC gym.
And on top of that, those are puzzle mats, bro. That's like those mats aren't too big, so he's really landing hard there. You
he's
know
also
I mean?
Wearing like slacks and dress shoes.
Yeah, yeah. And he's his outfit off the chain. I mean, this guy is just single-handedly keeping MMA fashion alive.
Yes.
Remember back in the day when we had Affliction shirts? Now it's dress shoes, and you got to dress like a waiter at the Yard House.
He's like he's next level, right?
Yeah, so. Undoubtedly. Yeah, so this is a really bizarre training, and I'm glad he's like sequestered off from everyone.
Yeah, me too. All right, so now what do you think of the you think the Maya versus Burns? Do you think that was actually stopped too early?
Look, he dropped like a sack of potatoes. Mm-hmm, Damian Maya looked like he was dead for a brief moment. But, you know, then he looked wide awake right when he hit the ground. It was one of those flash knockouts they should have let go on.
Did that happen to you ever?
Nah, I don't think so. Maybe in the, when I beat that one guy, Lawler. I definitely got dropped in that fight because I didn't see the punch coming. And then it was like, whoa, what the fuck? I'm on the ground? You know, it was one of those things. But I, you know, woke back up and moved. So it was like... very similar thing. They should have gave him the benefit of the doubt, but you know they're building this new Brazilian star, and he's a beast. You know,
not really a new star. Burns been around for a while.
Well, I know, but I feel like he's recently putting some shit together.
Yeah,
and, you know, and really like trying to make make a real title run out of
this
it.
Fight. I called because I was like, it's jiu-jitsu. They're gonna cancel her out, and then he's got better striking.
Yep.
Now he says his last fight. Wants to be against Diego Sanchez or Cowboy Cerrone for Maya as a farewell fight.
I don't think anybody should fight Diego if they want to live, you know? They'll get fucking murdered by him and Jababi, whatever his
name is. I mean, I think
is.
He's a much easier fight than Cowboy at this point.
100%. But, you know, we saw what he did to, what's that, Michael Pereira?
What'd he do?
Almost killed him, dude.
He's not almost killed him.
No, yeah, he did almost kill him. Are you kidding me? The guy's in the hospital right now with coronavirus.
By the way, coronavirus. How are you taking precautions of the coronavirus? You?
I'm not doing nothing. I mean, I already never go outside anyway, so it's no big deal.
Right.
But, you know, I went to Costco yesterday, and there's a bunch of people wearing masks and, you know, looking like zombies walking around the hospital. But, you know, I'm not too worried about it. You know, if I get it, then it's no big deal. I'll stay home. You know, I'll still come and do the podcast. But, you know, it's no big deal. My school's shut down. My graduation is probably going to be postponed, but it's no big deal. I'm
not too worried
about it.
How's everything with the girlfriend?
Everything's going good. I'm on my own now, so I'm going through like a kind of a midlife crisis. You know, my dad's moved out, got the apartment to myself, and there's dog shit everywhere, and I haven't bought groceries in like 2 weeks. So
really sounds like a healthy environment. You should bring your kid over to us.
I'll open up a daycare out of my apartment. If you want to come drop Violet off, I got some animals.
Yeah, no. Wait, what animals do you have? How many dogs do you have?
I have a dog and a cat. That's it.
And you're not cutting up the shit in the house?
Well, it's mainly the cat. My cat, for some reason, she just throws up all the time, everywhere.
Don't you clean it up?
Well, I leave it there until it hardens up, because you never want to clean up wet, vomit. I got to wait till it hardens up so it's easier to clean up. So,
bro, maybe like take the cat to the vet, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah.
The cat's just
my
dying.
Cat's like 30 years old, and she's still like a kitten. She has no signs of her health deteriorating or anything. It's unbelievable. I'm thinking about, just...
Did you get your cat pregnant?
What are you thinking about? What? And how's it going with the gay dream?
Give me $30. I'll get rid of
this.
Dude,
I had a dream last night where I was in this room where they were filming like a porno, and this gay naked porn star dude was like just standing there like singing karaoke, and his dick was down to his knees just flopping around. And this is one of the dreams, like one of those dreams that lasted like 6 hours long. And I was just looking at this dude's dick for 6 hours the entire night. This is all my dream was, dude. I have no idea what this means. I really want to go to one of these dream analysis people and see what this is all about. It was bizarre.
I'm not trying to gay shame you.
No.
But it's like time to come to terms, man.
Yeah. Well, I am fluid, I some days I go this way, some days I go that way.
You've never actually hooked up with a guy before.
I did some pretty gay stuff when I was like 5 with some neighbors.
But yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's no big deal. That's when you don't really know what gay is or what girls are or dudes are. But
speaking of gay, show McCorkle on the line yet? So McCorkle is going to bring back the McCorkle Minute. He's doing stand-up comedy for us. He's got MMA jokes. My man, one of the funniest people I know.
He's hilarious.
A guy that beat Mark Hunt in 49 seconds. Guy who made it to the UFC, trolled his way into the UFC, and also beat the world's strongest man, Mario Pudzianowski. McCorkle, is he here? Oh, he's not on. Great. That was the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, I know.
All right,
yeah,
so,
you always do like this weird... It would be like the equivalent if Jimmy Fallon gave the rundown, like, he's been in great movies like Step Brothers, and then just Will Ferrell just like sits in the back fucking stage.
And then nobody comes out. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, nobody comes
about
out.
About the same exact thing.
Okay.
So now we got to fill up like fucking 5 minutes.
McCorkle said he's trying to come on. Now, what did you think of
all the way around?
Johnny Walker versus Krylov?
Man. Johnny Walker just hit a wall, didn't he?
Is he exposed?
It's another thing.
Is he exposed?
I feel like more like old Krylov is like just had... It was kind of a similar thing of the Kevin Lee fight where a really, Oliveira is a generalist. But, he's really good at jiu-jitsu. He's really good. He's like a high level at everything. And I feel like Krylov is a similar thing where he had a wide variety of skills. And Bisman said on the broadcast perfectly that Walker was coming in with all this heat because he was just throwing bombs and he was catching guys. And at the lower ranks, that works. But a guy who can study you and has a wide variety of skills, he can figure out how not to get hit with anything and get you to the
ground. But it worked.
It
worked out at a pretty high level. He was knocked out some really good guys.
Yeah, but
I think Jimmy Manoa.
Yeah, but you got to remember too is that when nobody knows, like nobody, there's no tape on you, really?
Yeah.
It's like everybody's coming in blind. So they don't know that you do these certain punches. They don't know that you throw from this angle or how you set up your, heavy strikes. Now people do. So it's kind of hard not to be exposed. And it's really difficult. You have to continue to evolve as a fighter. And I didn't see much evolution out of Johnny Walker. On top of that, he just came off injury, right? We didn't talk about that. It's hard to come back of an injury, fight a high-level guy. That Krylov had a wide variety of skills.
Yeah.
And especially his wrestling was like, head and shoulders above Walker's.
So I think McCorkle says he's unable to connect to the host.
Well, this is a normal thing on our show. You know what I mean? COVID or not, we always have little technical difficulties.
I know Johnny Walker, he came back from his injury to fight Corey Anderson and got knocked out in the first round.
Right.
And then I think he went to TriStar, which is where he's training for this fight.
Yeah.
So TriStar now has two big, promising fighters that lost on this card. So it's like, what does that say about the gym?
That doesn't say anything.
Or Faraz Ahabi.
The gym's a great gym. Johnny Walker also comes with it's hard to, for me, I know even as like a middle school wrestling coach, it's hard to take a kid that's already good and that has some kind of skills, who's like unconventional, and then make them better without taking away what there are. It's easy to like bring a kid up from nothing and make him into something good. When you got a guy like Kevin Lee or Johnny Walker, sometimes it's hard because they're so good at coming in, but they do a lot of things unconventional, and maybe you don't want to ruin what they're doing good. His first fight with them, he knocked out Gillespie. This was actually Kevin Lee, yeah. Johnny Walker's, even though he lost, I thought he didn't look as bad as he did in his last fight, you know?
Yeah, he looked good. Like, he looked good. It's just that Krylov had the answer for everything and just continuously took him down, you know, grounded him out, didn't let him get anything started with the stand-up, kept squashing the punches. It was like, you know, it was like one of those technical but, like, not super exciting fights.
Right. I'll tell you who looked really good was Amanda Ribas. Beating Randa Markos. This girl, Randa Markos, is tough, and she's got so much heart, but she got fucking pounded on by this girl. I mean, 30-26.
I love when you talk about girls getting pounded on.
Yeah.
You just say it so seductively.
Well, she didn't really get, you know, pounded. Now, in some MMA news. So Dana White, so what happened was they had to move the fight this week. It was supposed to be Tyron Woodley against
Leon Edwards.
And then Leon dropped out. Then Colby Covington came in. So let's check out number two before also trying to get him.
Colby?
Yeah, so Colby Covington.
I love Colby Covington.
Can we make this a little bigger so I can see?
That's what she said.
Colby said, word on the street is Leon Scott is out.
Leon Scott?
Who's a professional wrestler, a whole different person, right? So then the UFC and America need a hero. Who wants to see America's champ put the mega cape on and beat the fuck out of Tyron Woodley live on ESPN next week for entertainment and my own personal pleasure?
Did you say mega?
MAGA.
Freaking boomer, dude.
MAGA. Okay, so then, Tyron, number three. Tyron reacts. Tyron Woodley reacts and says, fucking shattered. I texted Dana White and told him I'm in for Burns. And then there was off. He goes, when we are back and running, me and Clout chasing Covington, don't want to hear another name. So he said
wait. What the fuck did he just say? We need a translator in here. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Basically, Gilbert Burns also wanted to fight him.
Oh, okay.
He said he was good for both of them, but then he said Colby backed out.
Okay.
Wait, why would...
If
he was never in, then how was Colby going to say that he was out?
So it basically said that Colby said he wanted to do it. Then he said he didn't want to do it. It's a mute point because...
What happened was Colby said, yeah, I'll do it. Then UFC came at him and said, oh, here's a little pittance.
Really?
Yeah, and then Colby's like, nah. You know, it's like, because Colby knows his worth. Colby knows he's like the hottest thing out there right now. I mean, still, even after his loss, he's one of the most explosive and entertaining fighters in the world. Maybe the most exciting MMA fighter from America right now. You know what I mean?
He's
the hot thing. So why would he go below his, you know, monetary level?
Like, have you taken a fight on short notice?
Yeah.
Which ones?
You always ask me this. I got to go through... I'll get back to you on that, but I definitely have done it.
And how did
sure.
they, and how did they go for you?
Up and down. I've lost. I won. You know, it depends on where you're at in a training camp, because you know all these fighters like always training. You know, and if you're in a good spot in a training camp and they call you out on like a week or two notice, it's great because you're already in shape. You get to go make yourself look like a superstar. Just came off the bench out of nowhere. But I also been on the couch. And then like a week later having to fight is a whole different. And, I've had success doing that. Yeah, just luck, dumb luck. But, you know, it's a very difficult – I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't suggest anybody do it. And Colby obviously jumped in there because he was –
But I was trying to think who had the advantage, because I know Woodley's – when Woodley trains and takes it seriously, which he did for this one, I know he said he went broke. He was partying too much. He did all kinds of problems.
Woodley
was, yeah. He basically said he went broke. And I saw him at, like, Dan Bilzerian's parties wearing – I mean, he was living the Hollywood life, and he said it caught up to him.
And I know that, like, I tried to get him on the podcast. He's like, nah, man, I'm just focused. And he was in Thailand learning Muay Thai, which he knew. And it was like, he was really focused for this. But he's also training for Leon Edwards, who's a striker.
I like how we're just going about everything like it's normal, even though for the foreseeable future.
Well, there's no fight anyway. But I'm saying, in this make-believe fight, who has the advantage? Because he's not training for Colby Covington, who's wrestling.
Wait, who got out again? Burns?
No, Leon Edwards dropped out.
Edwards, yeah.
And I'm trying to think that if Colby takes the fight on 1 week notice against Tyron Woodley, but does he have an advantage because...
hypothetical.
I know hypothetical, but I'm saying that when you're training for one guy and another guy comes in...
Well, it depends on the skill set transfer. I don't know enough about Edwards, really, to understand how Woodley would what is Edwards?
Edwards is basically...
And where does he train?
He's from England.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's a black...
Kickboxing type guy.
And he's...
Fast, explosive type.
Yeah, striker.
Hit the angles.
Striker, yeah.
Yeah, it's a totally... I mean, you know...
Yeah, but Gilbert Burns is a jiu-jitsu specialist.
Totally.
So it's like...
It's such a wide variety of opponents that Woodley's talking about here. It, like, puts my head in a tizzy. Because, you know, Colby is, like, a good wrestler, like, good at kickboxing. Like, well, great wrestler, I think, but doesn't use it that much. It's like one of those general... He's kind of a...
Oh, he does. Just and like the last fight, he didn't.
At all. Yeah, I know. But usually he does.
Yeah.
Usually he'll do single, double, and like, you know, I believe that he would probably kind of wrestle with Woodley. I could be wrong, you know, but I guess we'll never know.
But
this is kind of one of those things where we're just...
But what's kind of funny about this is, right, all right, so Colby Covington says Leon Scott. I didn't know who Leon Scott was, so I guess he's an independent wrestler on the wrestling circuit, and he got tagged in this. So now he responded, right? So number four, please. So now Leon Scott actually was kind of mad about it, but he seems like a funny guy. I guess he weighs about 250 pounds. Looks like one of the road warriors back in the day.
After this, we're going to pause the show so we can get Sean on the phone.
Oh,
because there's something wrong with the program back here. It's going to take like 2 minutes.
All right. So this guy, he writes, this MAGA dipshit that got his jaw caved in a while back accidentally tagged me and ruined my notifications in the foreseeable future. His ability to use Twitter is apparently almost as bad as his politics, right? So now, and now all the fans started getting on this guy. Like, nice. Fuck you. And someone's like, are you going to fight him or what, right? So like now, number five, he actually did say he would fight him.
Nice.
This guy Leon Scott, who I'm a big fan.
Goes, time out. Colby agreed to this.
No, Leon Scott agreed to it.
I'm down. Goes, I want to see this. Let's do it on my pleasure cruise.
He goes, I've decided upon the heavy insistence of so many great and wonderful MMA and UFC fans, I'm going to lose 100 pounds, learn additional training, get signed to the UFC, and somehow eliminate THC from my body. I can fight Colby Covington all by next Saturday night. So this guy,
bless your heart, Leon Scott. You got a new fan.
Yeah. This is my new favorite. And his reactions are hilarious to people. Like, he actually answers everyone's stuff. Like, he just keeps going at it. People are like, you suck, blah, 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 fuck you. This is your 15 minutes of fame. And he's answering everyone back. So, Leon Scott, thank you for the entertainment because hilarious. All right, so Sean McCorkle's calling in.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
We'll be right back with Sean McCorkle.
Now, there's going to be no fights for the next 3 weeks. What are we going to do, Mayhem?
What are we going to do?
I don't know. What are we going to do?
We're going to die, bro.
We're not going to die.
Coronavirus is killing us all. We're all going to die.
Is this Jason or Mayhem?
Mayhem. Dude, yes. No more jiu-jitsu. No more jiu-jitsu class. Can't even box with my guys. I'm scared.
You can still box them, can't you?
I guess. I mean, can the COVID transfer from the gloves to my face? Not if I use some head movement around the COVID.
Head movement, that never really your strength though. Head movement, right?
Yeah. Usually I just let the guy hit me and hit him back.
You think if you had a weaker chin, you'd have a better career? You had an amazing career, but I'm saying you had an amazing career. You obviously
but
went to the top.
At the same time, like I don't know, man. It's like a whole different lifestyle to be Mr. Slick Guy. You know, later in my career, I moved my head a little bit, but yeah, for the most part, what? You know, it's easier for me to hit him back if he hits me first, right? You know, and this is a strong strategy for when you're young, but later you got to learn some head movement.
When did you realize you could take a punch?
Fuck, I don't know. When I was like fourth grade,
Yeah.
Well, one time, I was running across. I saw my mom on the other side of the swing set, right? And here in, on Army bases, I guess the safety codes are kind of relaxed. They had these giant, like, anthropomorphic type animals that you could ride, right? And swing back and forth, made of like solid steel, right? And my mom was on the other side of the swing set, and I sprinted across and got clubbed by a bumblebee doing like 45 miles, made of twisted steel. So basically, I hit by a Volvo, when I was like four. And I didn't get knocked out. I just went dink and jumped right back up. Wow. So, didn't even cry until everyone started freaking out. Then I cried.
I got hit by a car when I was in third grade.
Nice.
I had a job sweeping the floors at a pharmacy across the street from like where I was at. And I got paid like in sunglasses. And I thought that I was getting like the better of the deal. I would sweep the floors for like a couple hours, and then I would get these sunglasses, like those cool like Terminator ones that were.
What were you doing? Like turning them over on the black market? I don't understand this sunglasses.
No, I just that's all they just they were like $4. But I'm like,
so you just would like basically had 15 pairs of sunglasses?
I had like three. I did like four times, but I was going across Long Beach Road. It's like the big and Rockville Center was like the big in Long Island, and I gave my friend my bike, and I'm like, oh, we're gonna go to this job, and I was running, and I kind of went in between the cars, and then boop, and I went like they were parked at the red light, and they went out. The guy didn't see me. I went like 10 feet in the air, like I had baseball cards in my pockets. They all went flying, right?
But your shoes stayed on.
And then I just that's why you survived. Out, hit by a car. I was out cold, tooth under my lip, hips were all fucked up. I heard kids came and stole my baseball cards while I was flying.
It's New York.
Yep.
And I was in the hospital for like a month.
Damn, bro. Yeah. Cool story.
That's what happened.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
We didn't explain to the audience why we just came back from our fake-ass commercial.
So we're waiting for... So Sean McCorkle was supposed to come on, but for some reason, it's not working.
Listen, the COVID has infected the internet lines, and now we cannot get into... Man, this is really just wrecking our whole existence. Like, this disease is the Colby Covington of the internet world.
Yep. Yeah.
Disrupting the system.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah. We were the taxi cabs, and this disease is the Ubers.
Do you think that that Khabib Ferguson's just jinxed? You think it's like the fifth time?
Yep.
Or sixth
Listen,
time?
You have like some type of weird superstition about everything. Everything happens for a reason in your brain. Like, oh, wow, there's some guy. The fight gods are against Khabib Ferguson. It will never happen. It was foretold in the prophecy that Khabib Ferguson would never happen.
Last time he...
And when it did, the world would end.
Is that what I have?
I hope so. The blood god will appear, right? And then drink the blood of the non-believers.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know what the fuck could happen.
How come you always fought Tim Kennedy 8 times?
I know, right? I don't know. It was like they just wanted the two Patriots to go toe-to-toe.
Was it three times you guys fought?
Something. 700 times, I think. You
what? Were you like, fuck, Tim Kennedy again?
Yeah, right? Like, fucking. It was like, remember? It's like the guys from last week's show where they just grapple every week, like in a closed gym, which is very COVID conscious.
Yep. Is it?
You know? Yeah. That way you can, have a small venue. Maybe they're on the Sheik's pleasure yacht.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the new strategy, is we're going to go out on the Queen Mary, right? Have Shaq there to walk everybody out, right? Just do a quarantine fight. Ooh, I think we're tagging a new market.
They fight in hazmat suits.
Gary Tonin's supposed to be on right now. I don't know if he's calling on.
Are you telling me even the remote guests are afraid to be on the show?
Yeah, I think everyone's afraid.
We'll just postpone the guests. It's no big deal.
Yeah, fuck it. People want to hear us anyway. Right?
Yeah. I mean, the crowd wants us.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. We keep giving out the... It's like whenever there's like a big comic comes to town, all these comics come out of nowhere. Like, could I do a guest set? Could I do a guest set? And some comics are like, sure. Next thing you know, there's like 9 guest sets.
Yep.
And then it's like when I saw DMX. He had like 15 opening acts.
It was still a 7-hour long show.
It was still the best concert I've ever been to, though. But he like had like 19, he had like 16 kids on stage. He goes,
wait, you said it's the best, so then I don't understand why you're complaining.
No, it was awesome. Okay. But he goes, these are all my kids. Like, they were all his kids. There was, like, 15 kids up there. And then he goes, I'm not done yet. And then he'd be, like, his songs, he would do, like, some, like, like Bible verse. I'd be like, and the Lord says
this. Can you please do DMX voice?
Hey, listen up. And the Lord said this, you know, blah, blah, blah. Do unto others as you. Then he'd be like, love my bitches. Fuck. And it was like the most dirty shit you ever heard in your life. Oh my God. This seems like kind of uneven, but
it's what the people want.
It is. I saw you at the Mac Miller concert, remember?
Ooh, rest in peace, Mac Miller. Yeah, remember? And Marlon was there?
Yeah.
Marlon.
You were in the bathroom for like 3 hours.
What? Because him. Marlon, yeah. Well, Marlon, my friend Marlon, I'm sure he's listening, is, you know, he's in a wheelchair. So he's kind of got, it's very difficult, you know, to do some certain kind of bathroom type stuff. But, you know, I think at that time, the reason we're in there for so long is because, you know, I'm like a strong dude.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's in a wheelchair. And he never, like, gets to do the simple things that we take for granted, like piss in a urinal.
Yeah.
So I just, like, body lock him and lift him up and then let him piss in the urinal.
That was nice of you.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. I feel like usually I have him piss in a bush, you know, because it's one of my favorite things to do.
Right.
Take a piss in a bush.
Yeah.
And it's really underrated, you know, and if you're, you know.
So you're holding up a guy body in a bathroom.
Body lock.
There was a line of, like, 19 people.
Let his dong hang out. Yeah. People watching. I don't give a shit. This guy's got the African black snake. He's good.
Oh, I was supposed to ask. One of our guests wanted to know what happened with you and Danny Bonaduce.
Yeah, I saw
what happened there?
The weirdest fucking thing, right? Okay. Bonaduce, I saw him walking outside of Legend. I was hitting the bag. I was, like, training for a fight. I saw him outside, walk outside of Legend. And I approached him because I, like, ran out the door because at the time, there was, like, a beef between him and Ellis, and they were, like, really back and forth, and I was on Team Ellis.
Right.
Danny Bonaduce, the madman that he is, earned my respect that day.
What'd he do?
In front of the spin class, right, he goes, you probably hate me, huh? And I'm like, he caught me off guard because I was angry, but then he was like, he, like, pulled guard on me, right. Verbally pulled guard. He's like, oh, you probably hate me, huh? Because of Ellis, huh? And I'm like, yeah, like I didn't expect that question. He's like, well, you probably like to slap me right in the face, huh? And I was like, huh? And I'm wearing 16-ounce gloves, and I was like, more thinking like, I was gonna punch you. So in front of the spin class, I just slapped the shit out of him.
No way.
Yeah.
So you actually punched him?
Nah, I just slapped him like he asked.
But you took off your gloves?
No, I left my glove on
and slapped him in the face.
Yeah.
And what'd he do?
He like, you know, stumbled back and then walked away.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever.
I know. It was like he was just, you know, he was just way ahead of me in the famous guy game. Mm-hmm. He was just like, you know what? I'm just going to turn this into a positive. Let this dude slap me in the face. No big deal.
Were you trying to knock him out?
No. I just thought I was caught off guard and thought it was fucking hilarious that he said that. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to not
slap
him.
And what did the spin class do?
Everyone, it was one of those, it was like, you know that sound. I can't do it by myself. Maybe if we all three try to do it at the same time.
Oh, I need a countdown, guys. Wait, what the fuck?
Damn it, Ween. Get with the program.
Three,
we're
going to
gasp
two,
on.
One.
Wait. No. Three. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
So that's what happened.
That was worth it.
All right.
Yeah,
that was totally worth it. All right. That's what happened. Wow, that's weird. And he just walked away. You hit him once?
Just slapped him, yeah. Well, because I wasn't planning on slapping him. I more wanted to, like, I was in my brain going, yeah, man, I'm going to set up a fight between these guys. I already have my promoter's cap on. I was like, you know, I'm going to set up a fight between the guys. And that, but he was, you know, I'm sure he wasn't interested. He had his own radio
now,
show.
What happened with Lazy, the Savage? So, like, you got your black belt, and then he came.
Yeah.
And then you, like, wanted to fight Nick Diaz, so you punked him?
No. Yeah, it's the bizarre thing where the guy got in my face right at the...
Lazy did?
He, like... Yeah, he was like, you know how, like, all right, a fighter's entourage,
yeah,
they just grow big balls. Like, they think because they're friends with the dude, and he, like, got in my face about something. So I slapped his hat off. He, like, threatened to, like, call the cops on me for assault.
Oh, God.
Like, for slapping your hat off? Man, that's like,
right.
That's G-rated violence.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
But, you know, we squashed the beef since then. It was like a weird moment where I was all hyped up from getting my black belt. I felt like super, you know, on top. And then this guy, like, it felt like a bit of disrespect was thrown around. You know, you get caught up in the moment.
Was Bonaduce the weirdest celebrity encounter you had?
That was fucking bizarre. I forgot all about it till somebody mentioned it. And, like, I think that people were like, oh, yeah, Mayhem's trying to fight. No, it was just a bizarre thing where wow. he said, go ahead and slap me in the face. And I said, well, I'm not going to not slap you in the face. Yeah, wow. So I did.
That's crazy.
It's not that crazy. Especially that happened on, like, La Brea Avenue,
yeah.
like, right in the heart of Hollywood. It just makes perfect sense. You know?
Oh, yeah, of course. Mayhem it's so ridiculous that it makes perfect sense. But still, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get Gary Tonin to call in. He's not calling in. Is he on? Is he logged on? Nah, fuck it.
You want me to, yeah, what the hell, bro? I feel like I got to salvage the show. Should like, I call somebody? Or
no, I don't care. No, something? I don't want any guests. Fuck
should
it.
We do, like...
No. Nope. Well, just us. Fuck it. No more guests. No, fucking. No I'm more done with any. No more. You can't even come on the show. Anybody wants to come on the show, they're not allowed on the show. Right.
Okay? Unless you pay us, then we'll let you
no,
know.
No, not even that.
No, not even payment.
Nope. Nope. Pay me nobody just can for the come fun on the then. Show. That's like, it's like, I did it with like my wife sometimes. Like, when she's like, you know, trying to like, whatever. She got so mad at me the night. Like, so mad. Because I came home and I just wanted to go to sleep. You know, I had to fly out 6 o'clock in the morning. I had to be at the airport at 4 from Kansas. Layover in fucking Denver. Fly to LA, get home. Hey, can you watch the baby for 3 hours while I go to the shopping for food? Yeah, no problem. Comes home, like, let me just take a nap. Oh, you're just gonna take a nap? I'm like, I was up all night, right? And then something else. Then I did the Peloton because I felt fat, you know. So then I was like, finally, I'm like, I wanted to have sex, and she was like mad at me. And so we had sex, but it was like, I could tell she was pissed off sex.
And then, what's the difference? Like, what is like the
subtle? I could tell she wasn't really that into it. She was just like, I could just, she could tell that she was like, not that. And then she was like, you know what?
Wait, when you say not, I'm sorry, audience. I have to delve farther in this. Was she like, you know, blowing you, but like sideways?
She's just like, she was like.
Like, what type of, you know, you always ask everybody about their sexual habits. I feel like I'm going to flip the script on you right now. So, I mean, what, like. She started pegging you? Like, what are you trying
no,
to...
Yeah, that's
no.
how you know that she's angry.
I know. Which, look, how
she just
angry?
Texted me, my dog shit on the floor. This is the text I get just now.
And it's a picture of the
this
shit.
This is foreplay, huh?
This is the shit. I know. I'll
so you, when you were banging her, she was, like, looking at you like you just made a snide remark?
She was just like, I could tell that she was... She even told me. She said she was mad at me. I go. Yeah, I know. It was great. It was like I was banging a stranger, and then she was like, "What is that supposed to mean?" I was kidding. I was a fucking joke, but I could just tell she was annoyed. She wasn't that.
she was filing her nails while you're going at it. She was looking at the ceiling. She was checking her iPhone. She's doing Facebook.
It was like she turned over for doggy style.
Turned over.
But yeah, but I was like, she
but
turned
what?
Over. She turned over.
She
but
turned
I
over.
I think because she didn't want to look at me.
I'm so sorry.
It
bud.
Wasn't like hot turnover. It
yeah,
was
yeah.
like fucking finish and fucking.
I'm so sorry, man.
It happened.
I hope you don't have like a new spite baby on the way.
No, I have. No. We have a wall in there.
She built the wall?
No, she's on a IUD or whatever. She has a thing. Yeah.
Oh, she has the metal rod?
Yeah, she's got the metal rod. I can feel it sometimes.
It's weird, huh?
Yeah. How do you know?
Hey, man, back in my day, come across some wild women. I think I've told this on the podcast. One girl, she told me that she had the IUD or the EUI, whatever the hell it's called.
The EUI?
And it's like a metal, it's like literally like a metal rod in their bicep, and you can feel it. It's like a little straw in there. It's so bizarre.
Not their bicep.
Where's
it's
your?
In, it's in their vagina.
What?
Why would it be in their bicep?
I don't know, because it disperses a hormone or something. Why
is it in the bicep?
You guys are talking about two different things.
Yeah, we're talking
like
about
two ships passing in the night.
Find out where the IUD is.
You guys are talking about
where they put the IUD or the EUI, the FPI, FBI.
Well, hers is like a gate. I could feel it with the head of my dick. I could feel. Yeah. Like, I could sort of like.
I used to like yank that thing out and fucking throw it on the lamp.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, for sure.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Well, that's something different.
It was.
Who would you yank it out? Really?
I don't want to mention her
you
name.
Yank
you
it
know
out?
Her, too.
I'm sure I do. Did you tell her that you were yanking it out?
No, I was just like, damn it, this thing is giving a damn headache to my dick. Yeah, it was like a fucking rubbing the headbutt until I start getting a damn callus.
I'm sure she was like, don't yank. It's supposed to be there for like 5 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, it was fucking out for like 5 minutes at a time.
Oh, God.
I would jam it back up there, too, like some type of strange gynecologist.
Is that even legal?
No, I'm sure it's not.
Oh.
I'm sure it's against rules and regulations in at least 48 states.
This is crazy.
At least the continental one.
She already cleaned it. Great. Fuck my dog.
So she just sends you this shit. I feel like you're not going to really survive this quarantine, bro.
No, dude.
Like, you know,
I'm going to be quarantined from my quarantine.
Yeah, the Chinese divorce rate shot through the roof because of quarantine.
I know.
So I think maybe you're looking at some hard times.
Yeah, but they said 100 people got divorced out of how many people in China? I mean, that's.
Well, but you're used to like
being on the road
all the time.
I know.
You know, and now you're just going to be trapped in the house. Are you scared?
No, it's okay. I mean, she's working from the home, so it's
even worse.
I know. I don't know why I said no. But so it's just like she's busy, and I got the baby, and then we kind of at like 6 o'clock we just swap, take the baby, and I do a couple hours of work, and then we get together at 8:30 or 9 and watch a Netflix. We watch this crazy Netflix show. Like, do you see that new one? It's like I Don't Want to Be Here or something, or like it's about this girl that has superpowers. It's I don't know.
Sorry, bud. You should have coordinated this. I didn't know that we're just not going to talk about MMA.
There's no MMA anymore.
Going to be talking about Ozark. Oh,
all
season
the fights
three
are canceled.
Solid show. Jason Bateman, underrated actor. Tremendous everyman. Playing a financial advisor who's got to launder money for the Mexican drug cartel. Fantastic. The Mayhem movie review. I really think
you're the one who said we should talk about other
level.
Things than MMA.
We should, yeah. You know what? This is really going to force us to like spread our wings right now.
So Khabib's dad said that Khabib versus Ferguson maybe moved to the UAE, United Arab Emirates.
Why?
I'm fine with that.
Because they're immune from that stuff. Hey, I told you, bro.
Yeah, you were right.
Saudi pleasure.
Have you ever been out over there?
No, actually, no.
Really?
No, I know. That's the one place I've kind of missed on my travels.
I've been there. I've been to Dubai, which was awesome. I went to Bahrain a couple times. The one place I couldn't wait to leave was Saudi Arabia.
Why?
First of all, you get off.
Because you can't smoke weed or get your head cut off.
Yeah, I mean, women are not allowed. When I was there, they weren't allowed to drive. They couldn't look you in the eye, you know. And you see, and then the guy. I did a military base. The guy was like, "Yeah, there were a lot of hot Filipino nurses on the base. Like, they're all in there. All these hot Filipinos." And the guy's like, "Yeah, because we got ABC on the base." I go, "What's that?" He goes, "Alcohol, bacon, and cock," because you can't get that anywhere else, I guess, in Saudi Arabia. But it just seemed like you got the religious police walking around to make sure you follow the Quran. So you have the regular police. And the religious police. And then the guy's giving us a tour guide. He goes, "See that over there? That's called Chop Chop Square." And every Monday, people get together and they chop off people's arms who got caught stealing as their community events.
Dude, I'd love to go to that.
What?
Well, I wouldn't want to get my arm chopped off. But, you know, if I'm, like, visiting for, like, a month or something or a week, I've got to go see a dude's arm get chopped off, dude.
No, you don't.
You know, I'm with Ween on this, I think.
Yeah. I might not approve of it, but
who have I assembled to have a fucking podcast?
Look, I don't think that's right. I don't think they should chop arms off, okay?
Yeah. I agree.
But if they're already doing it.
And it's legal. They're selling cotton candy and churros.
Sanctioned event.
Like, I lost my arm.
They got the Nevada State Athletic Commission overwatching the arm chops, right?
No.
They walk them out there, right? Make sure that nobody's greased up to get the arm clean chop.
Yeah.
Clean chop. I mean, we need rules and regulations.
No.
We're going to have a society. And if you shoplift the fucking candy bar, we're taking your hand.
Come on.
It's a fair trade.
Give me a break. A fair trade. Yeah. Are you out of your fucking mind?
No, man. I mean, I agree. That's fucked up. I mean, I've watched videos on the internet of these like public, whether it is executions or dismemberments, and it's fucked up because people bring like their kids.
And when you watch this video, how long till you come?
Well, I wait. That's just the foreplay to get me to the real stuff, man. That's just to chub it up.
By the way, I watched the coronavirus porn.
Yeah.
It is the funniest thing.
Are you guys like, am I not on this list of the coronavirus? Are we really going to
watch some coronavirus porn?
No, let's not get demonetized, bro. No.
Yeah, okay.
We shouldn't even mention coronavirus in the title.
It's not like. These people in hazmat suits having sex.
Nice.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, we talked about this, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't search it. Yeah. Fucking bizarre, bro. You're a weirdo.
I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah, me.
I mean, you're watching it? Congratulations.
I was laughing. I showed my wife. We were dying laughing.
My goodness.
This is awesome. So, yeah. So what are you going to do for a month?
I don't know.
Are you quarantined? Are you staying in the house?
I don't give a shit.
You're not leaving the house, are you?
Bro, I'm right here right now.
Except for here. Where else are you?
I'm just, I don't know. I'm going wherever I, well, The gyms are closed is bizarre.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with myself. You know, I guess I'm going to buy a giant box.
Train people at my gym.
And go, yeah,
Jay Moore just asked if he could bring people over.
All right. Maybe me and Jay Moore will start a new gym.
Your new life coach.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I could really take myself to the next level, you know?
You've been losing some weight?
I've been working out. I just started, like, really getting into, like, a groove, right? Coaching guys, but also training myself. And then now this hits, and the whole world is flipped, turned upside down. You know, I got, like, guys calling me about doing events and whatnot, but now everything's on hold. It's just stuck. Things are stopped. And so I guess we're just making, you know, the best use of it. Hopefully people will watch our show more now that, I mean, they got nothing to do except watch this show. I don't know what the fuck is going to happen.
Let's see if Gary picks up the phone.
Gary?
Gary Tonin. This guy never fucking picks up the phone.
Well, I mean, I think it was kind of weird that you just started making a phone call in the middle of the show. If that's the new standard,
I'm not making phone calls.
I thought we were trying to, like, be professional and above board here, and instead we're just, like, dragging around the bottom of the toilet. God damn.
What was the easiest fight you ever had?
There was no such thing. Everyone was hard. Everyone was, like, at least hard because you got to train for it, and then you got to diet for it.
Even the guy that was a pro wrestler in Japan?
That guy wasn't. Yeah, that guy was tough as shit. I beat the fucking hell out of him, and he wouldn't quit. And you weren't allowed to elbow, so I was full mounted, punching this guy's face in. I did the crucifix move and, like, punched his face in, and the guy was not giving up, like, no matter what. So, yeah. And, I did that fight on, like, a week's notice. Oh, you just made me remember. Yeah, I did that fight on a week's notice. Made it extra hard, so I'm glad I finished them in the first, like, 5-6 minutes, or who knows what would have happened.
Was there ever a fight that you thought was going to be easy? And then you're in there, you're like, this is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
Plenty, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, plenty. All the time. Every fight that was a little bit of a challenge, it was like, this wasn't as easy as I thought. But, you know, you try to keep your expectation. You try to always think of the guy as the best, the world beater. Like, that's a great mentality, and that will, like, help your career go far if you always – like, maintain a healthy respect for every opponent, because I, like, had fights where this guy is nothing. I could kill this guy, where I already beat the guy up and then, like, totally fucking ruined the fight because I underestimated. In my head, I had already defeated him and not been right there, you know, in the moment in front of me. So, yeah, that's a very mind space.
That happens with comedy sometimes. Like, I hate when, like, you'll be waiting to go on your, like, seventh, and every comic's like, this is the best crowd ever. You're like, oh, great. Because then you're like, if you go up there and it's not the best crowd, then you think that it's you, you know? Or I like it when everyone's like, this crowd sucks. Because I'm like, all right, now I'm anticipating a tough crowd, you know, versus, you know.
So that's interesting to think about. So, like, does that mean that, I mean, do you think that means that, like, you're kind of like a John Jones of comedy, where you, like, step up to, like, the plate when the opponent is tough?
I like it when it's a challenge. I do. And then sometimes, like, you're on stage, I do 45 minutes, and, like, at minute five, I still haven't gotten a laugh, and I'm like, all right, we can go two ways. We could either, you know, phone this in and then feel like shit the rest of the night, or we could, you know, let's go. We're in a fight. Let's do this. And I always pick the second because I'm like, fuck it. Because I've seen it before. I've seen comics just stay there for a paycheck, and they look up and just do their crowd, and everyone's talking around them, and, like, you know, it just sucks. And I'm like, no, I'm never going to phone it in. I'm never going to be that guy.
What? Like, what do they do? They do this, like, basically they're, like, reading their act?
Yeah, basically. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh. Yeah. Or they just don't care. They just don't. They're just getting through it.
Really?
I'm always like, fuck it. If I'm going down, we're all going down. You know? Sometimes to my detriment, because I tried so hard to make them laugh that I went into, like, deep into crowd work and ended up offending everybody. Nice. I was better off being the other guy. Now the booker's offended. So, but fuck it. You know, I'm always like, I'm not gonna be the only guy driving home pissed off. like we're all in this together.
You know, you should say that on stage.
I do.
I've heard you say we're all going down, but I didn't really get what you meant by that.
When I was a kid, I was the biggest. Like, I played Monopoly with my family, and then if I was about to lose, like, 3 hours into the game, I'd be like, "Fuck it," and I just tossed the whole game in the air.
What?
Yeah, I was the worst.
What a dick.
Wow. Yeah. I'd be like,
that's what you get for picking a thimble.
Yeah, that's...
Wait,
that's...
are all your stand-up dates canceled for the month?
Yes. I lost 2 cruise ships, 2 dates, all my Laugh Factory gig. I have no income coming in for the next 2 months. I have nothing.
2 months?
Yeah.
Can you even do any shows, like, local?
No. If, like, you do a show right now, people are angry at you.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you're like, oh, you're fucking endangering the welfare of everybody. And people are like, do a show online for everybody. It's a lot funny when there's a crowd.
Yeah.
I'm talking to myself for an hour.
Yeah.
For what? So I can just blow through my material for free? Great. It sounds great for you. I mean, I'll still do it because I'll be bored, but it's just, it's like not that easy to just talk to nobody. I mean, you know, at least with this one person.
Well, I guess we're like going to start driving for speed weed now. I'm going to be delivering chronic to your door, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's, I mean, yeah, I had like $1,000 coming my way in the next couple months, and no, I don't.
Ooh.
And you know what? And the government
doesn't. You know what? That's not like a just you thing, bud.
Yeah, I know, but the government.
That's everybody.
Right, but the government's not going to bail out comedians for that.
Like, I mean, maybe there's going to be some type of like universal basic income for the next couple months.
I don't know.
I don't understand. I don't know how the economy is not going to just go into free fall. You know, and I know this is an MMA show, but we really got to kind of think about outside the box because what's going on right now is it's real. It's serious. At first, I was like, ha, 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 making jokes about it. But, like, right now, like, the reality is the economy is going to tank. Nobody's working. No, though, I got here in record time. Mm-hmm. Nobody out in the streets. It's, like, looking like 28 days later right now.
Yeah.
And it's starting to, like, be real to me. And I just think of the repercussions because if nobody's making any income, right, then everything grinds to a halt, right? Nobody can spend any money, so that grinds to a halt some more. It's kind of bringing the, you know, the division between, like, the really rich assholes and just the rest of us normal people. Like, it's really making it blatant because most people don't have, like, 3 months saved up.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen in 3 months from now when, you know, when this thing is still locked down? That apocalypse ship I was talking about at the dam.
Yeah.
We're setting off, bro. It's going. It's happening.
I know. It's crazy. You hear about that one kid in Tennessee who got 17,000 pounds of I was trying to resell them.
And everybody's mad at this guy. But what they don't realize is that our whole system is set up for things like that to happen. Like, you can't be really mad at him because you live in America. In America, we're capitalists.
It's still a dick.
And there's no regulation on him doing that. So he's allowed to do that. Yeah, sure, it's a dick move. But I mean,
so is the farmers coming jacking up.
Facebook was stolen from some other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, America thrives on dick moves. Everybody likes to be holier than thou.
Right.
You know, the baseball national champions.
I know.
They stole the signs. They cheated. Yeah.
But they didn't do it while
America
people were
thrives.
Possibly dying of a... I mean, come on.
It's the American way, is to exploit something.
You wouldn't do that.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Bro, I'm sitting on 60 pallets of toilet paper.
You
right
would
now.
Not do that.
Hit me up
you
on Twitter.
You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't feel right
I'm doing
that.
It right now.
Come on.
You want hand sanny? Hit me up on Twitter.
But
you
would
want
you do
toilet
that
paper? Hit me up on Twitter.
Yeah.
No. You I'm doing under the table
you
deal.
Do that also? You would do that?
I mean, I probably wouldn't buy like an entire, like all of Amazon's supply of toilet paper or a grocery store's entire supply.
You can't because I already did it.
Yeah, he already has it anyway. So, that means I have to go work for him.
You guys are like the fucking
listen, you know what?
Bad
you just calm down, all right? We're going to take you to the square and chop your fucking hands
no,
off.
No, I don't want to go to the square, okay? And better use that hand sanitizer that you're selling.
No, look, I'm making a bunch of jokes, but yeah, okay, sure, it's a dick move, but I mean, is it smart too? What about after 9/11 when the guys bought up all the flags and then were selling them for $30?
That's bullshit.
Why is that bullshit?
I don't know.
American way, dude. If you're mad about everybody hoarding teepee, wait till I tell you about this dude named Jeff Bezos.
I'm not that mad about
hoarding all the money in the world.
I just think that during a pandemic is not the time to make money off people who need, to.
So are you mad at Walmart for selling food?
Are they jacking up their prices during the pandemic?
Yes.
They are?
Target, $12 for one roll of toilet paper costs $4.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're jacking up the prices, too. Yeah, well.
I'm mad at them also.
Okay.
Doesn't mean it's right. I understand the whole point of capitalism. I get it. Okay, yeah, you buy.
It's to exploit the system.
You're voting for Bernie.
I ain't voting for shit. I'm a felon.
Okay, but you would have.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Don't fucking matter. I'm like, my voice doesn't matter. Okay,
it matters to people listening.
All right, well, to them. But look, I'm not. No, that's
the point.
The box.
All right, the point is, I get it. Look, I'm not mad at the kid. I think it's kind of not the right time and not the right way to do it. I respect the hustle. I understand
the
hustle.
What do you mean? When else is there a time to do it? You're gonna wait till the next pandemic?
No, but you don't do it during pandemics. You don't fuck
over. Why wouldn't you? Because people, that's the only time that you could jack the price up, Adam.
Yeah, but come on, man.
Come on,
figure out your life so you don't have to fucking get it together.
Fix the system if you don't like it. Go vote. Go vote for somebody.
I am voting.
Okay, but you're not gonna vote. You're gonna vote for Joe Biden? Yeah, exactly. You're gonna vote for Mitt Romney?
Mitt Romney's not running.
Yeah, well. You're going to vote for Tulsi Gabbard?
Maybe.
Look, the way the system is right now, what that dude in Tennessee did with all his hand sanitizer, perfectly fine. Everybody can get angry at him, sure, right? But, I mean, nobody's angry at Amazon for putting all the companies out of business and just delivering stuff. Yeah, it's fucked up that one company delivers it, but that's the American way.
No, look, I was mad at that other fucking maniac guy, Martin Shrieky, who jacked up the prices to $9,000 or something.
You're mad at him for jacking up the price of medical, right?
It's exploiting people, okay?
Yeah, because there's no regulations on this. So if you don't like it, change the system. That's the system. What he did was legal, completely legal. Is it moral? No.
No.
Definitely not. We can all agree on that. However, if you make the rules to the game, right? The rules are this. You can't get mad at a guy for exploiting the rules. If we're playing Monopoly, right?
Right.
And we change the rules, or you know what I mean?
No,
you got to give me all your money. You're going to flip the... All right, look, I'm glad you're getting there, okay? Because there's a lot of Bernie Sanders voters who are getting there too, who are ready to flip the board over.
Yeah.
Okay? But most people are not. Most people don't give a shit, and they're just going, oh, yeah, let's just vote Joe Biden in and just keep the status quo the way it is and keep buying hand sanitizer because I'm not a scumbag. I'm an entrepreneur. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, but there's ways to be entrepreneurs that don't exploit people who are sick.
Yeah, but it's a lot more – you make a lot more money exploiting people.
Yeah, of course.
People are fighting for $15 measly dollars an hour.
There's ways to do it.
There's which ways? Which way?
Start a podcast, hire fucking Ween Dog and Mayhem.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully we get big sponsors. Next thing
I feel like we're really turning the corner.
We're rolling in the cash, all
right? Bro, I feel like we need to start going political on this show.
Yeah, great.
There's not enough
of that out there. Listen, all right. Listen, I understand it. I get it. I understand the whole focus of capitalism, okay? You buy something and you sell it at a profit.
Yes.
I get it. But there's times to do it and then there's dick ways to do it. If that kid would have sold five things a thing, all right. But to get 17.5 tons, get everybody's hand sanitizer and charge $80 off a $5 thing during a pandemic is a dick move.
For sure it's a dick move. But, like, you're, like, focused on this little
guy. No, I get it. I get this. This whole fucking country's full of dick moves. I get it. Exactly. This whole business system
dick
is full
moves
of dick moves.
Is the American way, bro.
I get it. Well, not always. Not always.
I you know, you're right. I'm being a little bit
cynical and jaded. I get it. But not always.
But the reality is that this guy just went viral.
Yeah.
But there's so many more. If you look through the system, there's tons
of
people.
You look at the NFL.
At the top.
UFC. You look at all these
Our
things.
Favorite sport. Where most of the guys got to drive fucking Uber in the meantime, okay? At least the NFL, these dudes are getting brain damage for some money, right? A lot of guys, UFC, did buy it at
like a negative $30 million thing.
Yeah, you're going to cry for some billionaires?
No,
huh?
I'm not crying for the billionaires. I'm not crying for them.
Why don't you just pull yourself up by your bootstraps?
I'm not crying
for them. Get your tongue off theirs.
I'm not crying for them, okay? I'm saying there's ways that you could feel good about making money and ways where you're exploiting people who are sick. And I would pick the first way, which is like you could actually make, come on.
What? All right. So what? Would it be reasonable if he like just jacked up the price twice.
If you it'll be better than to make it $80 off a $5 thing.
But do you never taken an econ class, bro?
I failed them all, dude.
Okay. Well, like, if somebody is willing to pay $80 for sanitizer, well, then the market has spoken.
Yes, I get it. But obviously, people were not willing to pay, which is why he got busted. And
he
Amazon
didn't get busted. He just got, like, outed. Like, oh, yeah. It's fun. It's so ironic that Amazon shut his store down.
Yeah,
when they're the most exploitative company
ever.
Of
course.
And they like pay their guys nothing and fire them because they have
so
many people.
Yeah, I know. Jeff Bezos doesn't pay taxes and the stuff they made in China.
You're mad at this.
I'm not mad at
this clever dude.
I'm not mad at him.
He's pretty clever for doing that. That's pretty smart. Oh, sure. Call him a dick all you want. But he was making money
doing
something smart. I thought about it.
Really?
Definitely thought about it, yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
But why didn't you do it then?
Why should I be sad?
Why didn't you do it?
I don't even know why everyone's that mad at
it. Why didn't you do it then?
Because I didn't want to sit on eBay all day. It just seems like a fucking terrible life.
So why didn't you go to the store and get toilet paper and then resell to people?
Because what am I, a fucking shopkeeper? Goddamn.
Exactly.
But it's not my, if I was already the kind of guy who like sells.
If you were already kind of guy, that kind of changes the whole fucking
stuff. No, that's what I'm saying. You're talking in hypotheticals, right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying, I'm not like a
douchebag.
You think I'm good
you're
at inventory?
You're not a dick, yeah.
But I think I would never even buy.
You don't even charge kids for your fucking. When you train them, you spend your whole life training. You would have these fucking free classes.
But I'm
okay. You could charge thousands of dollars back in the day. Even when you were famous.
I mean, you're not famous. Though.
Okay, you're not the kind of person to do that.
I know, but here's the thing: is that I don't think you're catching what I'm putting.
I'm totally catching what you're saying. Is don't get mad at this kid when he's a fucking microcosm of a larger scale of what's going on in the world.
So you get it.
Of course I get it.
So mad.
I'm not mad. I get what you're fucking saying.
Right now.
I'm not happy about it either. I'm not happy that this fucking phone costs, 37 cents and we're paying thousands of dollars. I get it. I understand. And we're paying some fucking kid
in Vietnam.
All right,
so what are you going to do about it?
I'm voting for Ween Dog.
Thank you.
Yes. Fucking.
He's a fucking communist.
No, you voted Trump again, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why? You think Trump is handling this whole thing well?
Yeah, he's killing it.
Really?
I mean, Trump declared a national state of emergency when like 30 people have died, when Obama declared a national state of emergency when 1,000 people died. So I think he's doing pretty good. And plus you have Democrats praising Trump on CNN right now for his handling of the situation. So I think he's doing all right. But then again, it's always going to be
a shit.
He
said it was a hoax, though. Didn't he say it was a hoax?
No, that's CNN fake news. He was saying how the Democrats were blaming the coronavirus on Trump. That's the fake news he was talking about.
Oh, that's the hoax?
Yeah, that's what
he didn't say the coronavirus is a hoax?
No, it's them politicizing the coronavirus. That's the hoax that he was talking about. You can go watch the full clip. Don't watch the CNN clip where they only take a part of his speech. You know.
You agree with this?
Hail Trump.
Guys.
Thank you.
Fucking coronavirus.
Coronavirus ruined our whole show.
I gotta get out of here.
is that how we're gonna end the show? Is a
Gary Tonin, you fucking didn't. I watched 19 fucking hours of Gary Tonin yesterday. I watched his fucking win over. He's the one actually. He kept his gym open and people were mad at him. This guy Josh Hunger and Keenan, you know these guys?
No.
They have a jiu-jitsu gym.
I barely know.
Well, they were mad at him for doing that. There was a gym war, him going back and forth. Now he's paying everybody. That all his jiu-jitsu coaches that are out of work for his Brunswick jiu-jitsu, he's paying their salaries, which
is
fucking.
How long can he do that?
Pretty cool. He's got wins over fucking Halleck Gracie, Vinny Magalish, Dylan Danis. I watched his first fight. He came in third in Abu Dhabi. He did a flying scissor kick. He won by rear naked choke. All his fights over here is his heel hook. He's lost to fucking Chew Face.
It would have been great to have him on the show.
His last fight, he go over Nakahara. I watched all this fucking thing, and he doesn't fucking pick up the phone.
You just got ghosted on a corona
An hour and a half of fucking Gary Tonin videos I'm watching during the fucking end of the world, and he doesn't fucking pick up the phone.
I'm sorry, bud.
This
Calm
is
down.
Fucking bullshit.
I would hug you if it was not for social distance.
I watched all this fucking guy, man. Because it was my fault. I told him the show was Monday, and I made a mistake. I apologized 19 fucking times. And then I'm texting him last night, hey, that was a great heel hook. Fucking kissing his ass when he comes on the fucking show, and he doesn't pick up the phone.
I'm sorry, Adam.
It's all right.
I'm really sorry.
We should take this show on the road and do live shows.
We should take
this
show on the road and just cough in everyone's face.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
There's a lot of open venues right now.
What do you got coming up?
Fuck. What? Fucking hide from the coronavirus? You know, I'm actually intercepting a shipment of masks, and I'm definitely going to sell them on the black market. Just undoubtedly, like, just a next level of, you know, I mean, back in the day, we used to steal TVs off the truck. Now it's gloves, hand sani, masks, okay? And we're going to walk in hazmat suits and bang chicks. That's what we do nowadays.
How did this happen? What do you got coming up?
Just go ahead and follow me on all social media platforms at the Ween Dog, and then email theweendog@gmail.com.
Has anybody ever emailed you some of these questions yet?
I haven't even checked it, to be honest with you.
You've been promoting this for 3 fucking weeks.
I'm so lazy. I haven't like connected to my phone.
You have no school, no work.
Yeah.
What do you do all day?
Beats off the coronavirus porn.
Hey, that's it.
What do you do all day for real?
I will go hang out with my girlfriend or play video games, League of Legends.
What game are you on? League of Legends?
I play League of Legends.
Man,
a lot
I'm on
right
that
now.
Warzone right now. Call of Duty. I'm about to start live streaming.
Yeah, dude, that'd be great.
I'm terrible
Twitch.
At it. It's hilarious. I try to team kill my guys and can't even get them.
Oh, sounds great. Yeah. How old are you, 40?
Yeah.
All right, follow me there. At Adam Comedian. Thank you guys so much.
What do you care. Got coming up?
Nothing.
Yeah, good.
Trap songs and trap don'ts. Түүний сонс тө хөгжим дур булаа. Таадас дуутан дур булаа мөрөө таа.